Eagle 98.1 is the rock station here on another beautiful Thursday in the capital city. You're locked into Southern Rock. I'm Michelle Southern, and tomorrow night, returning to Baton Rouge, without question, one of the city's favorite bands, the Molly Ringwalds, will be at the Varsity. And now we've got lead vocalist Sir Devin Nooner back on the line with us once again. Sir Devin, how are you today?
Oh, it's a beautiful day. I'm doing fantastic, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. So, since we last spoke, I mean, you guys, y'all just don't seem to slow down, really, do you?
We really don't. It's been an extremely busy but fantastic year. It really has. But the last, many years before, it's always been great. It's great being a Molly Ringwald, it really is.
Yes, I think that it would be. And actually, when they asked me about setting up this interview with you, I already knew that the Mollies were coming to the Varsity tomorrow night because it's in my personal calendar. We try not to miss a Molly show in Baton Rouge if we can help it. And I'm sure, do you guys find that you have a lot of loyalists like us?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you won't be honest, we've really, really kind of started in Baton Rouge. And we have some fans who were there the first year, which was 21 years ago, mind you. They still come to the show, you know. They just bring their kids. But yeah, you know, this is our first time back at the Varsity in quite a while, and we are super excited to be back at that venue. Such a great venue.
It's one of my favorite places to see you guys too, which is, I guess, another reason why we made that plan. But it's funny that you mention the kids, because I think that you guys are the ones that introduced my son to Journey, actually.
It is
your fault. And I think, you know, whenever he got old enough to know better, I had to tell him, you know, that when he listened to Eagle, that was Journey not covering the Molly Ringwalds.
You should have just let him go.
I know, I should have.
Yeah, the Molly Ringwald song. I think we've played it enough times, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Well, here's something I've never asked you before. So not only do you guys bring like a new show, a new experience to every performance, but the way you dress for the shows, tell us, I guess, a little bit, how do y'all each decide to perform the character that you do? Character.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think Satnam Rani Wildkind kind of says it best when he does the interviews. It kind of picked us in a way, you know? I do like an anime-style new romantic, and that's kind of what I loved in the 80s, the Duran Duran, the Depeche Mode. You know, Dickie dresses up as Freddie Mercury by Queen, and if anybody knows Dickie outside of the Molly Ringwald, he's a diehard Queen fan, you know, and Platinum Randy Wilde is a fan, you know, big Devo fan, and Lord Phillips, kind of the metal guy, not that Twisted Sister's metal, but it's about as metal as you're going to get with the Molly Ringwald. So it kind of shows us, and we've all dressed as different characters throughout the years, but the ones that we dress up as now are the ones that the audience responds to a little better than the others.
And so Dickie's not doing Pee Wee. I guess the Queen craze with Freddie Mercury is behind that.
Exactly right. You know, you're exactly right. It's a little bit of the Queen craze, but he finally got the costume nailed. So I think that's why he's doing it as well.
That's awesome. So we're chatting with Sir Devin Nooner, lead vocalist of the Molly Ringwalds, who are performing tomorrow night at the Varsity in Baton Rouge. So I guess for those who have never seen the Molly Ringwalds before in concert, I mean, you're far more than just an 80s cover band.
Yeah, you know, I really don't consider us a cover band. I mean, we're a rock band, you know, that just plays other people's songs. And if you want to say that's a cover band, well, you can do what you want with that. But we just try and do a rock show, you know. I mean, Frank Sinatra wasn't called, you know, the chairman of the cover boards. He was an artist, and that's kind of the way we look at it as well, though, you know. But of course, it's an 80s show. It's the songs from the 80s, a lot of new wave, a lot of hair metal, and everything in between, you know, and with all the lights and the videos and the humor and the costumes and all that type of stuff, and the audience. You know, we rely on the audience to be the sixth member of the band, and Baton Rouge always brings that. So it's teed up to be a fantastic show tomorrow night.
World's greatest 80s experience, as you like to say.
That's perfect. Featuring Sir Devin Nooner of the Molly Ringwalds.
Featuring Sir Devin Nooner. Well,
I don't think the rest of the band will let me do that.
Well, hey, you're the one doing radio today, so... Well, Sir Devin, we appreciate you joining us once again tomorrow night at the Varsity. Molly Ringwald's tickets are available at thevarsitytheater.com or mollyringwalds.com. We'll get you the link there, too. Thank you, as always, Sir Devin. Have a great time.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for having me, darling. Have a great evening.